Attention men and women, if you're one of the millions that suffer from discomfort with your knee, back, or shoulder, and it's becoming harder to enjoy simple things like working out or just going for a walk, please listen carefully. My name is Donna Taylor, founder of CBD Labs, and here's my story. I was suffering with so much physical discomfort that I had to do something about it. With CBD products popping up everywhere, how do you know which product to use? I was determined to create the most powerful CBD product available from the hemp plant that contains no THC, and we did. CBD Labs is the highest concentrate full-spectrum CBD tested in FDA labs. It goes to work in just minutes, and we guarantee it. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of CBD Labs and get our ebook on everything and anything CBD as your free gift.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs, call 800-480-9362. That's 800-480-9362. Free bottles for a limited time. Call now, 800-480-9362, 800-480-9362.
Grieving during the holiday in a community in Alabama.
A Christmas night tragedy in Alabama. Not far from the Florida state line, a carload of teenagers leaving a Christmas party ran off the road into a stand of trees, killing three 16-year-old girls in the front seat of the small sport utility vehicle, seriously injuring a fourth. The girls killed were all cheerleaders at Geneva High School, a small town of 4,400 people. The police chief posted on social media asking for prayers for the families and for Addison Martin, Emily Fain, and Cassidy Dunn, the girls who died, saying it's just awful. The First Baptist Church of Geneva threw open its sanctuary to the grieving community. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Four people were found shot dead Christmas Day in an Albuquerque, New Mexico suburban home. Police in Rio Rancho not commenting on possible suspects, but releasing a statement indicating there is no ongoing threat to the public. They did not identify the dead. A woman telling local reporters she is related to the people who lived in the home, and her mother and brother found the bodies after going to the home because they had not heard from the family. And Santa delivers big time for an 11-year-old in Tennessee.
Gavin Sumner was born without functioning hands and had asked Santa for a new pair last year for Christmas. So his mom posted a plea for help on Facebook that was finally answered by Anthony Economos with Bedstone Creative, a local IT company that specializes in 3D printing and prototypes. They decided to fund the entire project. Gavin was given his new prosthetic hands on Monday at the Montgomery County Mayor's Office in Clarksville during a special ceremony just in time for Christmas. His new hands feature five controls that create tension, allowing him to close his hands into fists for the first time. Gavin called it a huge leap forward, saying he's excited to go to school and be independent for the first time. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
it's going out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
The name is Casal. That's Patrick Casal. Mr. Kevin Wall's having a much-needed little holiday in back in Missouri, Kansas City. He's hoping his Kansas City Chiefs continue to go on. But right now, I have in the office here, or in the studio, Nevada State Party Chairman Michael McDonald. He's currently the longest-seated chairman in the country and the longest in Nevada history. And, you know, Michael, as you came in, you heard me finish off with Mr. McShane, and you know, you've taken the blows, man, and you still do it your way.
Hey, first of all, hopefully we have Merry Christmas.
And well, Merry Christmas to you,
and
I said,
Hanukkah,
my friend.
To all our friends out there. They still got a couple more days.
I'm still jealous, by the way. Yeah, I saw what you were wearing yesterday.
That was pretty cool. Well, you know, watch out now.
I thought Jolette got you that.
I'm a chef now. I'm a chef.
you're always cooking. I'll give you that.
No, that's pretty cool. It was interesting. The box showed up from the White House. I'm like, what the? So it was unbelievable. It was something cool to see. And I got the.
That's the umbrella too.
Got the umbrella, and so.
Are you like Mary Poppins? You're gonna fly with that?
Dude, I think between wearing the chef garment yesterday to cook for Christmas, and then I got the umbrella. It's raining outside. See, man, Trump knows everything, man. The president knows everything that's going on, so it's been great. No, I can tell you right now, Pat, what we have in Nevada right now is amazing, and the upswing we have with the president of the United States, what's going on, I think the Democrats are 100% foolish to go on with this impeachment.
And they're looking to impeach on more grounds now. They're going to really make this interesting.
Yeah, you know what? It's like one of those things, you know, when you're in a hole, stop digging, and they won't stop digging. They think they have something here. I can tell you that the average men and women that I work with, you know, I'm an average guy. I'm an average chairman. You know, I'm not a gazillionaire. And I shop at Costco. I shop at Sam's Clubs. I shop at Walmart. I'm Smith's Food. When you're gauging people like that and they're coming up to you going, you know what they're doing, this president's wrong. And we're at Lou's Diner, you know, and that's a big, you know, big stronghold for the Democrats. And they're great people in there. My neighbors for the last 40 years growing up. And even they can't believe what's going on. I mean, they're more Kennedy Democrats. So you start to see the mentality of they don't like what's going on in America right now. And all through all this, this president is still successful, still moving forward. He still has concerns about what's going on in Nevada. What Chris Carr, Jeremy Hughes, and the Trump campaign have done here have been second to none. You know, we got Joe Weaver on the ground. We got Will Sexauer, and just to name just a few staff members. You know, Jesse Laws, he's working as well.
So, Mr. Whip himself.
Yeah, Mr. Whip himself. And you start to see that, and we have great, you know, the other team members that are here are just phenomenal. They're unbelievable. But what the president always worried about is, you know, how other candidates look. How are we looking for the entire state? Not just about his campaign. So that shows about the leadership of this man.
Well, you know, that leads me to the question. So how are candidates looking? Are there anybody coming out of the woodwork we don't know about in Nevada that can make a difference? I mean, can we win one or both congressional seats?
Absolutely.
What's going on?
No, I think we really can. If you look at the way everything's talked
Excuse
about,
me.
I know Roy McShane was just talking about the consulting jobs he does. I mean, he consults all over the country. And we've been blessed to have relationships like with him and other team members, as well as what took place. You know, we have other consultants that are in Nevada, entrenched in Nevada, that know what's happening. And that's strong. When you have people that have that type of figure on a pulse around other states, and we're able to gear off of them, and obviously with the White House and what's happening back in Congress, and we know where the candidates are going. It's very strong for us. I mean, you have you have some candidates that are working 24/7. I mean, they're doing fundraisers at Christmas parties.
So you're pretty impressed with the candidates this year.
Yeah, no, I am, and I get invited to all of them, and I'm blessed. I mean, I think we have really good candidates, and I'm honored to be invited to all of them. You know, as any campaign, I think you see that many of the candidates are surrounded by devils, you know, that like the leeches that come along and they want to be, you know, invited to the party, or they want to suck off them, you know, some type of money. And at the end of the day,
my biggest concern there, I mean, the inexperienced consultants. I mean, I really brought that up with Rory, because I've being around now since with you and for the last 6 years doing this, some of these consultants. Their track record is unbelievable, and yet people look at them like they can part the water. Well, no, like Moses.
Well, the problem is also this, you know, it's you go, like Roy said, you go back to ask somebody, you know, I was listening to you guys as I was driving in. You go back and forth of who was good, what's their win and loss record, was it a difficult fight, were there other factors in those races that took place, you know, but when you get down to it, you start to look and say, okay, is this the person that's going to be able to lead my campaign in the direction I want to go? Because when you get down to it, it's about the individual person. You know, a county party, a state party cannot make you. It has to be about what your campaign's about, what your message is going to be, what running in, what's your ability to raise funds, what's your ability to deliver your message. And so many times we see that they rely on the campaign manager, and I wouldn't, I've been doing this since I was five. I wouldn't rely on some of these people to take out my trash. But, you know, because they've been hanging around and they go to the luncheons or they go to the parties and they don't know who else to go to, they go to that. That's why we started this campaign school on how to educate people, how to run for office. We bring in consultants as McShane's he's part of the faculty. We bring in speakers nationally. We've brought in people back in D.C. We've had people that have been doing this for a long time.
So the state party is active.
Wide ranges. You know, we go from Chuck Muth to Mike Slanker to Ryan Irwin, Roy McShane. I mean, people like that are local that have done campaigns.
And the state funds this.
Yes.
But I thought you guys didn't do anything for the people.
Look, man, I can tell you, there's always going to be people and critics that are going to throw stones. At the end of the day, you ignore the noise, you finish the mission.
I'm going to hit you with some real hard questions, but let's go on to national level.
I'm not going to answer questions. I'm on Christmas break. Okay?
No. I want to ask you on a national. The last 8 years, you've told me who's going to win the White House.
Yes.
Okay, you told me what was going to happen on a national scope, and damn it,
go back even further.
Well, I don't go any further. I'm still broke.
What about we talked about with the luncheon years ago, and I said who's going to win the Senate race?
Yeah, you did.
Against all odds.
You did.
Remember, our entire group was sitting there going, I was the only one. I go, no.
And so here's what I have to ask you. Yeah. What's going to happen in 20?
The president gets reelected. I think it's going to be a very, very, I hate saying very, very, I'm going to get off for 2020. I think it's going to be a large margin. I think we're in
bigger than the last time.
I do, because I think if you look at his track record, what he's been able to accomplish, imagine if we had a Congress and a Senate that was working with this president, where America would be.
That's scary. I said it all the time.
We'd be bigger than Rome back in their heyday. I mean, I don't, not articulating this, that we're going back to the biblical era, but if you look at what this man, in the middle of impeachment, in the middle of all the other garbage they threw at him, the Russian hype.
Lies.
When you look at that, and he's still able to accomplish, the trades. He still put tariffs on countries that are coming back to the table now. He's holding people's feet to the fire. America's stronger. We're no longer the doormat. We're no longer being taken advantage of where before we were. The other countries laughed at us. We were like the piggy bank.
What about congressional seats across the country? Not specifically Nevada, but nationwide.
I think we pick them up. You look at what's happening in the White House, as well as the Trump campaign, as well as Congress. They've been targeting certain districts that the president won in, and how that person has voted it, what the successes they've had with regard to their constituents, and where they sit with the impeachment process.
So you think he can take the House back, the Republicans?
I think so. I know I'm being optimistic.
I'll be optimistic. That's fair.
Yeah, I really do.
You're not, your optimism, always, I won't bet you. That's for sure.
Well, here's what I can take it right now. You know, we haven't been dealt the entire deck yet, you and I. Who's their nominee going to be? If you tell me who the nominee is going to be, once that's set, I'll tell you how we win. I'll tell you how
and
we
win. And then we may even pick up some Senate seats. We may even grow stronger in the Senate. I mean, I think this is going to be an incredibly ripe year for Republicans.
Well, we have Republicans that are retiring also out of Congress. I mean, there's some people, there's some seats that are retiring, there's some people that are getting out of Congress. So there's some new, opportunities for some young bloods that are coming in. I think, it's when you work with some of the people that in other states. I mean, we work closely with Arizona, we work close to Utah, California, in our regional area. We do a lot with the West Coast on the side of it. But then the president also has me, as well as I've been blessed to have a great leader and Ron McDaniel, she's phenomenal.
And the president will be back to Vegas.
I guarantee he's going back to Vegas. Not only Vegas, but also Nevada. We're going up north again. He loves Nevada.
So he'll be here more than once?
Absolutely.
I'll be there. I'm looking forward to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, he will be there.
So here's a question.
Yes.
This is the question that has me concerned, because I was the treasurer in Clark County. So what's the difference between when the county party... The state party has to be FEC regulated. When the county party becomes FEC regulated, what happens then, and how does that work?
Well, look, I'm not going
to. I just want the basics.
Okay, basically, you're competing with the state for fundraising. If that's what they want to do, that's fine.
But doesn't that limit the donor how much money I can give? Because in other words, if I'm giving the state $10 grand, I can't give the county $10 grand.
Yes.
And then if I give the county $10 grand, I can't give the state $10 grand.
Correct.
Now. If the county isn't FEC and the state is, I can give $10 grand to both.
You can work with everywhere you want. So here's the part right now.
That's where I want to go with that.
But here's the part I can tell you. When it comes to anything like this, because they keep changing the laws, it's also something to do it correctly. You have an FEC attorney. Like the first thing when I got hired, when I won the job, is I hired an FEC attorney. I had people that were outside of Nevada. And, you know, Don McGant was my attorney.
Right. We went to dinner with Dan. And Corey.
Before he became the presidency. So it was just the stars lining up. But I don't pretend I know everything. And I have great people on the ground. We have a board that's second to none. The Nevada Republican board has been phenomenal. Minus a couple pieces of the puzzle that didn't fit. But, you know, it's America. When you look at the knowledge they have, they're great. But you always want to make sure that you have someone who does this for a living. And that's what you have to bring on expense. So if a county party is doing that, they're going to have to expense of an attorney. If they're doing it right, you know, if they're relying on, you know, Billy Bob that says if you should go FEC and I know how to do it, then, you know, you're going to reap what you sow.
So what should the county party be able to raise? What kind of money? And where do they go to get the money? What is your goal for the counties? I mean, obviously
the small ones we work with 100%. We got Washoe back. You know, remember Washoe was upside down. We got them back on their feet.
I remember that. You loaned, you financed them.
We helped. I mean,
you gave Clark County an office.
We had an office. I lent money to the
you helped me. You I came to you for money for seed money for our Lincoln Day dinner.
The biggest problem we have, and this has been historic. There's too many there's too many devils right now that want to see, for their own agenda, a rift between state and county. And I think reasonable people that have joined either parties in local county parties start to see that, and they're realizing, you know, why are you so against what's going on? Anybody who comes like that, you know, you got to look at what their agenda is. I can tell you 100%, we're moving, the state, Nevada State Republican Party is moving 1,000% behind the President of the United States. We've been there since the beginning. We'll be there when it's over, and it's all behind the president. People do not go to the ballot box to elect a dog catcher. They go to elect the president of the United States. If you have people
trickle-down effect?
If you have a person selling a message, and all your listeners right there, that says we're going to work from the bottom up, that means they're anti-Trump, 1,000%. Just take a look at an example, municipal elections. Look how small the turnout is for municipal elections. Look how big the election is when they come out and vote for governor, senator.
It's insane. Million, thousands to millions.
Correct. So when you start to see that type, you know, the messaging is getting out, the knowledge of what's happening, the education behind the process, and that's what we're doing. We're taking stuff and we're educating people, not only with us, but we're using national figures to do it as well.
Hold that thought. We're going to go to a break. We come back. I'm going to hit you up some more, a couple more quick.
I'm not answering questions. I'm telling you.
You're doing good.
I'm on holiday.
You're listening to Live and Local now. I'm Pat Casale. Stay tuned for more. We'll be right back after this.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Booyah! It's magnifico.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're back. This will be a short segment. We got Chairman Michael McDonald in the house. He's the Nevada State Chairman. You know, it's amazing. We're going into this election primary season, and then the presidential run. We'll be going to Carolina this year. But Chairman,
North Carolina.
We had a lot of fun back there. We're going to be going to Florida in January. We're going on to the Doral. But realistically, I mean, the state, I mean, I hear it all the time. Oh, the state doesn't help the county. Clark County needs help. But when I ran for that position, I said I would have to raise $500,000. And there's ways to do it. And we worked together. And you were very, very helpful and orchestrated us. You were instrumental in getting us in office. And if I needed money for seed money, you're always able to give it to us. How are things going these days?
Well, right now we're focusing we have on February 22nd, which is where we're focused on right now. We have the state meeting in Pahrump. I have Trump World Descending. We have a phenomenal speaker that's going to come. They're speaking at the dinner that night, that Saturday night. I have we have Bikers for Trump that are coming. We have Cowboys for Trump that are coming. Chris Carr and the rest of the Trump campaign will be there. You'd be surprised who's going to come up to prom.
So we're going to have a big showing. Not only are we going to have our state meeting, we're going to make this a big deal.
That night's going to be off the chain. It's going to be it's more of the weekend because what we're promoting is the president and all our candidates in the state. So all of our elected officials that are running for office and are currently elected will be there that night. They'll be there to highlight it. They'll be highlighted on the screen with our speaker, as well as the rest of the people that are.
So I need to get rooms.
You could drive back and forth.
That's ridiculous. You're going to drive back and forth?
Yeah. I got the boys. I got to take care of the boys.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your doggies. Forgot about these. He's got big doggies.
So, you know, make sure that we, you know, for me, it's an hour drive. It's not that big a deal.
Well, then I'll do the same. But here's the thing. So, because every time we have a state meeting, it's tradition to have breakfast.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course.
You know, so we hang out. We finish up the dinner on Saturday night. And then we all get together for our team breakfast, which has always been a blast.
Correct.
So, I mean.
Still doing that. And this time we're going to have Cowboys for Trump. They're coming. They're bringing a large contingency. We're going to do a ride through town on horseback.
Are you kidding me?
No. Then we're going to go through lunch. The Cowboys for Trump are going to do that. Bikers to Chopper coming in. They're landing. I was with him and Chris Carr back at
Prump's. Got to love this.
He's ecstatic about it. Like I said,
I love Brzezinski. He's the greatest.
You'll be surprised with who's come to speak at our speaker. And
why are you smiling like the Cheshire Cat?
It's a good. It's going to be a great night. CNN, Fox News. I mean, we're endorsing the President of the United States at this event, and you know, all Nevada's welcome. Unless you don't like Trump, don't come because you're being Prump. But you know, it's excited. It has awoken a base that I think so many people have been searching for, and that's what this president does.
Well, I'll go back. This was another election. You just got elected to be chairman again. And what's your ambition? What's your goal after this next time around? If President Trump wins again, what do you do from there?
Oh, it's just he kind of guides me where I'm going. I mean, it's
A lot of people don't realize you're planning on running for office, and you were told from upon high no.
And you were at that meeting.
I was in shock. I shouldn't have said it, but
no, it's all right. It is.
You were going to run.
Yeah. Yep.
Chairman McDonald, hang on. What I want to do the next segment, I want to have you and McShane talking about how you guys are working together to help our candidates. My name is Pat Casale. This is Live and Local Now. This is an opportunity if you're out there, you want to call up 257 the wrong number. 1-844-263-8232. That's 844-2-NEVADA. McShane is in the house. No better consultant you could talk to. Chairman of the State Party, Michael McDonald's in the house. You want questions? They got answers. Stay tuned for more.
Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are higher and on track for record closes today, with the Nasdaq hitting the 9,000 mark for the first time ever. Tech stocks taking the Nasdaq to new highs, with Apple leading the charge. And holiday sales have also been strong this year, highlighting consumer spending, which has kept the U.S. economy growing despite trade tensions. Total U.S. retail sales for November through Christmas Eve rising 3.4% from a year earlier, according to MasterCard. And Tiffany, recently bought by Louis Vuitton owner LVMH, announcing estimated sales growth of between 1% to 3% during the holidays, with the biggest contribution coming from China and a recovery in the Americas. But if you're in New York City or traveling to the Big Apple to pick up something in a little blue box, the flagship store on Fifth Avenue will close for renovations in January. They'll move to a temporary space next door. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Carol McHugh. North Korea's threat of a missile launch over Christmas didn't happen. The U.S. military, though, is keeping watch.
But of course, the U.S. military was not taking any chances. Reconnaissance aircraft were scrambled to fly missions over the Korean Peninsula in the past few days. Their job is to monitor for unusual military activity in North Korea and spy on their communications.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. President Trump's been tweeting about the growing crisis of homelessness in California.
President Trump tweeted that California's Governor Gavin Newsom has done a bad job taking care of the homeless population, and that if he can't fix it, the federal government will have to get involved. Earlier this month, Newsom said the president could help by issuing federal housing vouchers. Andy Bales is the head of the Union Rescue Mission in Skid Row.
I wish everybody decided to work together to treat this like the FEMA-like disaster that it is.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reporting. America is listening to Fox News.
Subscribe and listen to the latest from Fox News podcasts. It's the Impeachment Witch Hunt with Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett. A must listen to get the full legal view of the current impeachment. Greg lays out the historical context and what is on the line legally. All the facts, all in one place.
Due process does apply to congressional investigations.
Go to foxnewspodcasts.com to download and subscribe now. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Neil Cavuto from Fox Business. In high school, I managed a fast food restaurant. I saw the power of business and the importance of making your money work for you.
I'm Liz Claman. In life, it's not just how you invest, it's for whom you're investing. We care about your success and we want to be a part of it.
I'm Charles Payne. I go way beyond the headlines to help you through the markets every single day. It's all about investing in your future, your American dream.
Fox Business.
Invested in you.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he's was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Great segment to come back to right now. You know, we just got done talking to Michael McDonald, state chairman. Before that, we had a political strategist and Rory McShane. They're going to be both on this segment. We're going to be questioning them both. But before we go any further, we got JD. JD, you have a question for my friends here. Merry Christmas, JD. Are you there? JD? Oh, JD. We're having technical difficulties. JD, call back if you can. If you're listening, just call us right back. So we have both of you here. You know, the interesting thing is how you both talked about working together. You're a tutor, proctor for the classes. Is this something we do nationally, or is Chairman McDonald doing something that's different and we haven't seen before?
It's definitely not something that happens in every state. I've seen it in states before, but a lot of states are lacking it. And it's something that is desperately needed, because I can't tell you how many candidates that I talk to who they're in their 6 month of running for office with no idea what to do, and they've bled all their money away, and I think it's great leadership by the state party to get a program like this going.
So, Chairman McDonald, what precipitated your efforts to do this? I mean, why all of a sudden are we doing these classes? Well, I mean, it's great, by the way, but what coaxed you?
Well, one thing you talked about is before, is you look at several people get involved in campaigns, and we saw it last cycle. You know, if we had that election in August, we win, but we saw the money they flexed in on the other side. So we started going back to see what would help a candidate that's running for office, to help them educate. How do we grow our bench? How do we make the state party stronger in the sense where we're looking to grow new candidates that are coming in, start getting them ready for different offices that, you know, maybe want to run for city council, then assembly, senate, governor. Start working up the way. So when you start to see that type of enthusiasm, you have to understand you just can't come off the couch and decide you want to run for governor or senator, which has happened, and one in a million shots. So we started bringing in people that do this for a living, you know, people that actually make a successful living at it, we go back and talk to the people back in Washington, D.C. to influx and make sure that we have the financial stability. That's you start to look at. That's why, you know, Rory's a tutor. We have people that come in and educate with different classes. Like we said, we've had Chuck Muth, we've had Mike Slanker, we've had, I mean, Rory, you've been on stage a couple of them that that has helped us. But that's the type of mentality. It's wide range. It's very broad, from a very conservative to an open minded. Depending on what district you're running in, you may have to be running as a moderate.
And that's, before that's, I bring
you
on,
you have to win. The goal here is to win.
Before I bring on the caller, are there any surprises out there? Any new candidates that you guys are excited about? And or is it the same retreads?
I mean, I think we've got some candidates this cycle in the. You know, you've got Andy Matthews in Assembly District 37. You know, he's been politically active for a long time, but's never run for never run for the legislature before. And I think that's important that someone's kind of worked it and has political relationships and has been a soldier for the conservative movement, for the Republican movement. You know, you've got some great candidates across the board, some people who've never run for office before, some young people. So I think, you know, some business folks, I think, I really do think there's some great crop of candidates this cycle.
And my last question to both of you is it possible to strategize where you get a bunch of candidates in the room and say, listen, we have a bunch of seats open here. You guys are all good, but you're running against each other. Is there any way we can get you to spread out where we can get other seats and maybe we can take them all?
That's the difference. So like right now we're trying to talk to that. We have the field it was just mentioned. We have great candidates in that field. So, you know, if you look at what, you know, just to take a page out of what's happened in history, Senator Reid, when he was the senator, took out the Democratic Party, he would basically build the bench. And you're running here, you're running here, you're running here, an education program. So we don't have that luxury of having a very senior elected official that's hands-on. Usually it's a senator, a governor. I mean, that's what Senator Heller we're looking to do. And you know, we have great influx right now from Crescent Hardy, former congressman. He helps us with the party. Mark Amadei, obviously, who's up north, does a phenomenal job with the party. And then we have former Lieutenant Governor Mark Hutchison and Dean Heller's been helping. So when you start to look at, we're helping it, but we're doing it in a different way because we don't have that elected official up top.
So, you don't have the power force.
You know, it's when you go in to raise money, and Roy will tell you this, and you say, I'm Senator so-and-so, I'm here to raise money for the state party, or I'm here to raise money for the county party, or I'm here to help. That's a lot stronger when you walk in and go, hey, I'm former Senator so-and-so to help. You know, it's just stronger. So, you know, we want to see where we're able to build the structure. We have new programs coming out for I want to get more women involved. So we have new programs coming out for women, young women for leadership roles. That's coming online next month in January. We have the programs which Roy just talked about that he teaches at. So things like that are outside the box where we're also we're pulling up many of the opportunities for minorities in the Republican Party in leadership, have them run for office in certain areas.
That will lead me to my next question after we talk to J.D. J.D. has been patiently waiting. J.D., welcome to the show. Merry Christmas, my friend. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you all, and thanks for what you all do. You touched a couple things that I was going to bring up. Number one, I'm in number three, and I have already volunteered for Dan Schwartz. I think these are the type of people, Michael, that we need. Guys that have their own money are competent. He was an international businessman. I didn't like when he ran for governor. I think it hurt us a little bit, and maybe he was trying to get name recognition. But this Susie Lee does not return phone calls. She does not do. I've tried. I've gone down to her office. She is the most arrogant. She's even more arrogant than Dina Titus. Also, I like our guy Sam Peters up there. He's another type of guy that I think is perfect. 20-year vet, Bronze Star, owns his own businessman. And you mentioned Andy. I know Andy. Great guy. He's a great candidate. And what I was going to say, Michael, I know, you know, I don't want an answer from you. We need a dictator up there, like Whorehouse Harry Reid was. And you got to thin the herd a little bit. I mean, we've got, I think, 9 candidates running in 4. There's going to be 3 or 4 more. You know, what Danny Tarkanian did to Sue Loudon, we could have had Harry Reid's seat in 2010. And we just have to have a little bit more, tamp down the egos and say it's not your turn right now.
Thanks, Judy, and Merry Christmas. Yeah, no, it's And that's the problem. You know, if you have somebody who thinks they have a better game program, that's why we're trying to put these schools together and say, look, you know, if you say you're running for office and you have an organization where you have a campaign manager, you have your finance chairman, you're able to raise money, you look at your Rolodex and say, okay, here's what I have, here's how much money I can raise just off of this. You know, you have some type of leadership. You have leadership positions. You can rely back on a business plan, a business record, or where have you been active in the community with certain groups. So when you're able to use that and that gives you a base to run on, that's what any party's looking for. But when you start to add on that, okay, you know what, I've joked about it before, JD, and you've heard me say it, you know, mommy said I'm special, so I get a run. That's the problem we're having. People just put their name in there, and they have a small segment of popularity, and it hurts them. It hurts candidates that can win. So you look at it that way.
I think if Dan Schwartz can't beat Susie Lee, then I might want to retire from Nevada and move to Tennessee or something. Because, and here you go again. We're going to have a primary with a wrestler. Might be a nice guy, nice family guy, and everything else. But we don't need two good guys knocking each other off in a primary.
JD, I wanted to jump in for a second here and couldn't agree more with what Mike said. I think Dan Schwartz, a long good friend and a client of mine, and though I consider I've known Dan Rodheimer a while as well, but Dan Schwartz obviously has a great background and great biography and a lot of skills. But you know, not to you know, I met Sam Peters. I like Sam Peters a lot personally. But there's a great example of what you were talking about having you know, too many candidates and some folks who don't need to be running. I mean, realistically, winning CD4 will take $3 to $5 million. And in Sam Peters, you have a candidate who's been in this race for 6 or 7 months and has not even been able to make the first level of the NRCC's Young Guns program, the program that solidifies whether a candidate is viable or not. Hasn't been able to raise six figures. So, I mean, I think Sam would be a great candidate for the state Senate or maybe the state House. But when we talk about dividing resources, let's look at candidates like that who've been running a race and have not been able to raise the resources. I mean,
so who do you think has the best chance in four?
Without a doubt, Jim Marchant. Jim Marchant was the first candidate announced to the Young Guns program in the state of Nevada. Jim Marchant was endorsed by former North Las Vegas Mayor Mike Montandon, has been endorsed by the majority of the Republican legislators who've represented CD4, endorsed by county commissioners, has raised more money than anybody else in the primary by a pretty significant factor.
I've met Jim, and he's a good guy, and I agree with you. But what the heck? How the hell did he lose his last election?
Sure. I mean, I think that it was a wave year, and you know, Jim was trying to get other Republicans elected, and a lot of us did not foresee the wave that was coming. But you've got a guy whose legislative seat was 100% within the congressional seat, has the highest name ID of the of anyone in that congressional race, and I don't think things like that can be discounted if our goal is to win.
And one other thing, who are we going to run against Sisolak this year?
That is a great question. JD, what do you feel like running for governor, man? I mean, we'll get your name on some lawn signs later today.
Well, I got inside dirt on Sisolak. I've known Steve for 39 years. We were really good friends at one time. He has told me things prior to the election when he was running for governor that he was against the pension. He needed to do things against the pension PERS. He needed to do things against the cost of Medicaid. And a bunch of other things. You know, he's a good fiscal conservative, and he knew that these things had to be addressed, and he has gone silent and deep on these subjects. He won't even talk to me anymore.
Well, JD, I appreciate you calling in. I got to go to a break, but you're the man.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my friend. And by the way, this is my last show for this year, so Happy New Year. We'll talk soon. That you're listening to Live and Local Now. We'll go to a quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the show, and we'll wrap up the show for the year, for me anyway. Stay tuned for more.
Hi there. This is Summer with PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. Every day at PIBCOA, we treat people with physical injuries and help them find healing with our non-drug and non-invasive treatments. We helped Kevin Wall recover from his shoulder impingement so effectively, he canceled his surgery.
We're not limited to treating physical pain and injuries. We also treat the brain. We help people who are suffering from PTSD, depression, concussions, addiction, and Alzheimer's. We use microcurrents of electricity to help every cell in your body to start healing rapidly, even those in your brain. Our patients are sleeping better, have increased energy, and improved relationships. Schedule your treatment today. Call me at 702-546-8767. That's 546-8767. Take advantage of our December special. Kevin Wall listeners receive two treatments for the price of one. Call us now at our West Sahara PIBCOA Clinic, 702-546-8767, or visit us at PIBCOA.com.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese, all for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Well, final segment of the week, or today. Tomorrow's Friday. I'll be back tomorrow. But my name is Pat Casale. This is Live and Local Now. We have Rory McShane, a political strategist, and we have chairman of the state party Republicans, Michael McDonald. So here's the bottom line. Here's the question. Here's the pitch. It's a high, hard one. How do we finally get good candidates in a room and start designating good spots for them to run? And how do we also – and the other question I have for you guys is – how are we going to get the independents? Has anybody sat down with the independents to bring them to the table and say, listen, how can we win you guys over? What do you suggest?
Well, the first thing, I'll ask the question first. You know, a lot of our friends are independents that left the Republican Party because they don't like the way historically when someone ran as a conservative and voted as a liberal, that kind of disenfranchised them and they've left. But We have connections with them. We have people that have been involved historically in the past that have changed party views. So when you look at, again, going back to the first part of the segment of the show, President Trump brings them out. President Trump brings them to the table because they like what he's done. He says one thing and does the same thing. He doesn't talk out of both sides of his mouth. What the president does, when he comes out and says he's going to do something, he accomplishes it and he proves his point. That's why we're strong. And we have people that never voted before. They're coming out. So when the independents are taking a very strong, hard look at where the economy is, how secure America is, what the stock market looks like, and how safe is this country. So, again, that's I keep going back to safety of the country because that's I'm law enforcement. When you look at that and our border, it's just about making everything fair. Those independents will come our way, which then, again, line up for our state candidates that are running for office.
So, Rory, how do you decipher and make sense of all of this? When I come to you and say, I want to run in 37, and you know Andy Matthews is running in 37, you're like, Andy's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, you're a good guy. I like you. You should be up in Carson City. But if you choose 37, one of you is going to lose and we lose.
Right.
Wouldn't it be better for you to run in, you know, 5 or 4 or whatever? Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Well, I mean, you know, you look for another seat to run in. You look for a seat that, you know, even if it's a harder seat where you could, I mean, we've got several seats right now, and this is something you really got to admire about the Democrats. They don't give up an inch of ground, right? We've got several seats like Assembly District 9 is a great example where it leans just a little bit Democrat, but we don't have, at least that I know of, any good candidates running in it, right? Whereas if we could put up a Republican candidate there who would work their butt off and raise some money, you know, we might have to get a little bit lucky, but we could win it. And again, one of the things that I admire the most about the Democrats, a few years ago, they would have said, we Republicans would have said, oh, the Democrats could never win Assembly District 4 or Assembly District 37. They're too Republican. And the Democrats kept running candidates and kept working hard and kept making relationships in those districts. And you know what? In the last election, they won them. So what we should be doing is doing the same thing in Democratic districts. There are a bunch of districts that lean just a little bit to the left that if we were willing to run hardworking candidates in after a couple cycles, we could win them.
Well, it's ironic to me is that with all these people that are running, if they would work together instead of against each other, we eat our own. And that's really got to change. I mean, that's the big problem that I've seen over the years. And, you know, frankly, I was going to run in 4 against Richard MacArthur a couple years ago. We're friends. Why would I run against him? I mean, you got to try to work together. The best part is to get up to Carson City and have at least a good percentage of Republicans to help you vote against the Democrats, because the Democratic caucus, give them credit, they fight together.
And that's when you look at what's the betterment historically. I mean, this you're going back 20 years, that's always the Republican Party. You know, Republicans cannot have the same philosophy as Democrats to say, look, you know, this is a team effort. We need to run as a team. We've always had the problem where we eat our own. Prime example, we got 2 great candidates in an election, and they get in the battle. By the time they come out, the winner of the primary is so beat up that when they go up against the Democrat, it's an easy win.
Yeah, that's amazing. And here's the thing. These people call each other but anything but human. And what bothers me about that is how can you turn around and vote for somebody you call the dog?
And that's the problem. I mean, when you start getting that desperate to attack somebody on certain levels, there's consequences. And, that doesn't just wash off with water. You don't see them endorsing coming the other direction. And, quite frankly, it's one hand washes the other. You may endorse somebody, and then that person turns around and backstabs you. And there's consequences for that. So, you see that from time to time that happens, and that's been our problem. But one thing, let me say something, one thing also before we get off the air. I wanted to say real quick, Kevin Wall, and wish him a great holiday season. He's been great to the Republican Party, and he's loved. And I haven't been on here since I won the election, so I wanted to come back and tell him, hope he has a great, great season.
I'm sure he will. And I appreciate you being here, Michael. Mr. McShane. It's interesting. I mean, again, I tell you what's interesting to me is the infighting that we have is stupid fighting. It's not an infighting that, like, what I'm talking about is we have so many candidates running, and we don't work smarter. We work harder at losing than anybody I've ever seen. I mean, in the state of Nevada, last campaign, and when we go up against each other in a primary, it's ridiculous. I also don't think we should even debate one another to that extent. The way we destroy each other, we should debate. It should be a Democrat Republican debate, not Republican Republican debate. Unless they're going to talk about what they're going to do and not destroy their enemy.
That's what you got to get into it. But I think you may see that change this time. We just had a Christmas party at Stoney's, and they've been a great partner. Stoney's has been phenomenal. We had and the place was packed, and it was packed with people that came by just to contribute and say hi. There's people that came by, hung out to celebrate Christmas. There's people that came out to celebrate Hanukkah that night. It was a great, basically, unity party.
And that's where the First Friday events are going to be right now.
First Friday events, yeah.
So next Friday, the 3rd.
No, we're going to do it in February. We'll kick it off because we got, after New Year's, we learned that too many people are probably hungover. So, you know, we want to make sure that everybody comes and has a good time. But it's a great party. It's more of a social event where the parties are structured events. Well, the state party is a structured event. You know, there's business to be had. At these events, it's about social. It's about coming out, maybe repairing relationships that have been damaged in the past, creating new relationships. You know, that's one thing about like these other clubs. They're social clubs. They're not structured clubs, and that's why we try to promote more of a positive message than the backbiting.
So we have some surprises this year. We're going to see some lot more gloves coming.
February 22nd, babe. Wait, watch what happens in Pahrump. This is going to be big for the nation. Again, endorse the president, the people we have coming out. If you want to come as a guest, you're not a central committee member, you're more than welcome to come as a guest and come to the party that night. It's going to be a great event for us, for the state, and for the president.
And the president will be here in Las Vegas again.
Yes, the president will be here.
And he's going to go north, too.
Yes. Yes.
But do you really know the president?
Yeah, I met him once or twice.
I was just being funny. I actually knew that. There's nothing like driving in the car with him and all of a sudden the phone rings. It's the White House. Thank you, guys. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry Christmas, Pat.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
And to all you out there, I hope you had a wonderful day yesterday. Food hangover today. We'll be back tomorrow. My friend Mark, you're the man. God bless you all. We'll catch you later.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now.